She's affectionately known as the Bear Whisperer. North Vancouver's Ellie Lamb had an affinity for wild creatures at a young age. Growing up on an acreage with horses in Alberta, Lamb always felt a special connection with the wilderness at her doorstep. "I was fortunate to have a lot of time in nature," she said. "We were so close to the mountains." As a child, Lamb also got to know and appreciate the animals that inhabited that land. "Nature was just as connected to me as breathing, and the animals were all a part of nature," she said. So when, at age 7, she saw a photo in the newspaper of a wolf that had been shot by a hunter, Lamb said she was devastated. Her mother helped her write a letter to the editor, expressing her outrage. That letter wasn't published, but 2 pages of letters from others who had similar views were. For Lamb, that was an important validation, that other people also cared about their fellow creatures. "I was an advocate quite early," she said. Fast forward a few decades and Lamb has continued to advocate for wildlife, drawing on her experiences as a guide and close observer of animals in the natural environment to help educate people on how to safely coexist with wild creatures, particularly bears. Most recently, Lamb was awarded the 11th Annual Tim Jones Award for her tireless advocacy work for groups like the North Shore Black Bear Society and Pacific Wild, as well as her work as a dog handler for North Shore Rescue. Named in honor of the late North Shore Rescue leader Tim Jones, the award is co-presented by the Vancouver International Mountain Film Festival and North Shore Rescue each year to recognize people who have demonstrated outstanding commitment and service to the BC sports and outdoor community. According to the jury that chose to honor Lamb, the North Shore volunteer stood out through her tireless dedication and selfless service at many volunteer organizations that educate British Columbians on the nature and understanding of bears. Lamb is a board member of the North Shore Black Bear Society, Grizzly Bear Foundation, Get Bear Smart Whistler, and a wildlife advisor on the advisory committee for Pacific Wild Organization. She is also a search dog handler for North Shore Rescue and has been a team member since 2014. "Her passion, kindness, and unwavering commitment to serving others are truly inspiring," said jury member Lindsay Jones. "Ellie's impact extends far beyond her immediate community, touching the lives of countless individuals across British Columbia. She exemplifies the values that Tim held dear, and we are delighted to recognize her remarkable achievements." Observer of bears in the wild. One of Lamb's particular passions is for teaching people about the nuances of bears in the wild, something she's been observing firsthand for many years. For several months each summer season, Lamb has worked out of a lodge in the Bella Coola Valley as a guide for people who want to observe bears in the wild. "You get to know the bears. And you get to know their different personalities and you get to know their offspring. You watch them grow up," she said. "It's just fascinating to really spend time and see how complex they really are." "Most people likely think of bears as unpredictable and aggressive," she said. "But that's not really accurate," she said, adding that bears can be complex animals. "Their personalities do vary. They get taught by their mothers and have experiences that shape their behavior. There are things we need to learn about them in order to coexist," she said. Lamb's hope is that by introducing others to the complex nature of wildlife, she will also play a part in saving it. Campaigning to stop shooting of bears by conservation officers. Most recently, Lamb has been part of a campaign advocating for a change in the way BC's Conservation Officer Service responds to bears that move into populated areas, and particularly the way they deal with orphaned bear cubs, adding she's alarmed by the escalating number of bears being killed by conservation officers, including a record number in 2023. "Often the bears that show up are vulnerable members of the bear population, because they are caring for cubs, or because they're old or sick," Lamb said, "and it's part of their survival strategy to stay out of the territory of aggressive males. Just their presence is considered a public safety risk now. At what point do we actually lose these animals?" she said. "If we didn't have them, we would lose such a huge piece of our nature. And where does it go from there?" Lamb said she's always had special connection with animals. She has been a horse trainer in the past, and these days also volunteers as a search dog handler with North Shore Rescue. North Vancouver's Ellie Lamb with Drecky, her North Shore Rescue search dog. Paul McGrath, North Shore News. Search dog trainer and handler. It was Lamb who introduced search dogs to North Shore Rescue in 2014 with her Belgian Malinois Nan. Nan retired in 2019 and, sadly, died later that year. She's had her current canine search companion Drecky for several years now. Search dogs like Drecky are highly trained working dogs. To be accredited by the BC Search Dog Association, it takes about 2,000 hours of specialized training over and above the usual housebreaking and obedience. They then have to pass a test in which both the dog and their handler are judged as a team. Lamb said she's not sure what it is that allows her to connect with animals. "I was born into it somehow," she said. She views her work with Drecky similarly to the way she feels about educating people about bears and other wildlife, using her skills to be of service. She adds she's grateful for the support of the community on the North Shore, which is in the special position of having wilderness right at its doorstep. Lamb didn't ever meet Tim Jones, the legendary North Shore rescue leader. She joined the team after he died in January of 2014. But his influence on the team is such that Lamb said it's hard not to feel Jones' presence still permeating their work. "I almost feel that I have met him," she said. Lamb was previously awarded the Outstanding Advocacy Clements Award from the Association for the Protection of Fur-Bearing Animals, or Furbearers. Among the many exceptional nominations received for the Tim Jones Award this year, three other individuals stood out for their remarkable contribution and were awarded honorable mentions: Steve McTaggart from North Vancouver, for his efforts for over 22 years with Scouts Canada and the 21st Capilano Scouts; Dwayne Young, for 23 years of contributions to Ground SAR in Nanaimo; and, posthumously, David Reed from Squamish, who was a legendary part of the mountain biking community who died in a tragic kayak accident. All were recognized for their outstanding efforts and dedication to their outdoor communities.